This goes to Lisa Ferguson, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Bernita, B-E-R, N like November, E-T-I-A, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Date of birth 9-2-1933. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Reynolds with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was June 17th of 2025. She has been feeling well. Her weight is up 10 pounds over the last 10 months. Her new med is gabapentin, 100 milligram daily for post-herpetic neuralgia. Apparently, she gets very bad reactions to medications, similar to shingles outbreaks, and the pain generally starts in the scalp area, and the gabapentin actually helps her not experience the severe burning pain. She has been checking blood pressure at home. It has been better at home, generally 130 to 140, over 70 to 80 when they check it at home. She did have a fall in August of 25 without significant injuries. Review of systems is negative. Medications, I want to highlight the carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams daily. She also takes simvastatin, Zetia, Synthroid, a multivitamin, trimethoprim, 100 milligram daily for UTI prevention, and a multivitamin daily. Physical exam, weight 162 pounds, pulse is 58, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 70. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done August 9th, 2026. Creatinine is 0.99. Estimated GFR is 53. That's a slightly better number than the one from June of 2025, which was 1.03. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.4. Albumin 4.3. Phosphorus 4.6, hemoglobin is 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We'd like her to continue getting lab studies done every 6 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today, but better when they check it at home. And we will continue all her routine medications. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.